Hey Ravens fans, I'm Garrett Downing. This is John Eisenberg and Ryan Mink. We're here to give you a preview and some predictions for Sunday's game against the Cleveland Browns. The Ravens just saw the Browns in week two not too long ago, John. So it's the same team, right? Nothing's changed?
Right. Nothing's changed at all. Now, offensively, there's a ton of changes. You know, different quarterback, different running back, different receiver. You know, Josh Gordon, a playmaker. The biggest change, is Jason Campbell as quarterback, for sure. I mean, a different kind of quarterback than Brandon Weed in week two. He's going to be stretch the field a little more, use his legs more. So a different look on offense, for sure.
Yeah, the quarterback carousel is something the Browns have been dealing with throughout their entire time they've been back. Their 20th quarterback since they returned in 1999. You mentioned Josh Gordon. Ryan, we'll get to that in a second, but Josh Gordon, it makes a big difference on their defense. So let's take a listen to what Dean Pease had to say in terms of the difference that he makes for that offense.
The difference, I think, in this game for us is the fact that number 12 is back. Here's a guy that can take the top off the defense in a hurry, where we didn't play against him in the first time, and you can't focus all the attention on him because, to me, they have one of the best tight ends in the league, if not the best.
All right, so you heard what Dean Pease said about Josh Gordon and the tight end, Jordan Cameron. What will Gordon's emergence do for their team offensively and how they're able to attack the Ravens through the air?
Well, I think it spreads everything out a little bit more. You know, it's kind of like what Torrey Smith does for the Ravens. When Torrey's on the field, especially with Jacoby as well, takes the top off the defense a little bit. The Ravens' secondary has to give Josh Gordon some room because he's really one of the best big play receivers in the game right now. That opens a lot more things for their running game, specifically Willis McGahee on those kind of, you know, bruising runs up the middle.
All right, so the Ravens have had a couple of weeks to think about the last two losses coming into this week's game. So they want to get back on the right track. The Browns have lost three straight games. Everybody knows the numbers. The Ravens have never lost coming off of a bye under John Harbaugh. The Ravens have never lost to the Browns under John Harbaugh. So, John, is this a must-win game as the Ravens look at the division standings?
I think it is. I mean, you hate to say it in the, you know, still technically the first half of the season, eighth game for the Ravens. But when you're 3-4 and you're 2.5 games, you're behind the Cincinnati Bengals, I think that you really do need to win this game. I mean, this game, and I think the next week against Cincinnati is big as well. But certainly first things first, this is one.
All right, so the Ravens made some big moves this week. They said going into the bye, they were going to look at every part of their team. This week they cut Marcus Spears and Michael Huff, two veterans guys that they brought in the offseason to help transform the defense. Take a listen to what defensive end Chris Canty said about the message that this sends to the locker room.
Well, the message is win, you know, plain and simple. I mean, if you don't get your job done, they're going to find somebody else that can get it done. It's a shocking thing. They made those decisions in the best interest of the organization, and we have a job to do and we have to get it done.
All right, Ryan, so you heard what Chris Canty said. How do you think that the team responds to this move, and will we notice a difference this week?
I really don't think that you're going to notice much of a difference besides special teams. Obviously, there's two different players there in Brendan Trawick and Omar Brown. That's a difference. So you're going to have two younger guys playing there. Maybe Omar gets his hands on the ball. We can all hope, you know, Johnny on the spot, Omar Brown, baby Ed Reed, gets his hands on the ball. But other than that, I don't expect to see a huge personality change or a sense of urgency from the players. They're always urgent. They always want to win every single game. I don't think that it's going to really shake things up all that much.
All right, now let's go through a little predictions. Let's play a little over or under, look at some numbers. This is always fun to do and see what you guys think is going to happen on Sunday. Let's start with the running game and Ray Rice. John, over or under 100 rushing yards for Ray Rice?
I say under. Cleveland's got a tough run defense, and there may be some gains made on the ground, but 100 is a pretty high number, and I don't think so.
It's Ray Rice top of century mark?
Yeah, I'm going to go over on this one. Ray Rice has averaged over 127 rushing yards per game over his career in Cleveland. He's healthy for the first time really all season. I think it's time for him to get going.
All right, so we talked about Josh Gordon, the big play wide receiver for the Browns. Ryan, what do you think? Is he going over or under 90 receiving yards on Sunday?
I'm
going
to go under. The Ravens have done a good job limiting those big play receivers in years past and this season. I think that they're going to keep that high safety, make sure that he isn't the one that beats him.
I think I'm going to go over on there. The Ravens have done a nice job this year against some guys like Mike Wallace to keep him in front of them at least. But they do pile up some receiving yards along the way, a talented guy like that. So I say over.
All right, so these guys disagree on both of those two things so far if you're keeping track at home. And the last one, over under 24 points for the Ravens offense on Sunday.
I say over. I think it's time. No better place to get your offense in gear than Cleveland.
I'll make it 3 for 3 and go under 24 points. I think it's a typical nasty, cold, just gnarly game in Cleveland.
13-10.
One of those games, running a game is very important for both teams, so I'm going under.
All right, and John, finally, what do the Ravens need to do if they're going to get a win against the Browns?
Run the ball. There's no question about it. We've all been talking about it really from the start of the season. That sets up everything for the Ravens in the second half of the year. If there's going to be progress moving forward, the running game is where it starts.
All right, so both of these guys said the key for the Ravens, ground and pound. Expect the Ray Ray Show in Cleveland on Sunday. For all the coverage, keep it right here.